This is Matt Wells at UN News. If you learned that serious human rights violations have been committed somewhere in the world and you wanted to bring those responsible to justice, how would you go about it? That was the challenge facing law students from 39 universities who've been arguing their case at the 10th Nelson Mandela World Human Rights Moot Court competition at the UN in Geneva this week. In an interview with UN News, Professor Frans Vilhoen, director of the Centre for Human Rights at the University of Pretoria, told Daniel Johnson how the event helps to reinforce the global fight against impunity.
You know, human rights violations can be addressed in many ways. Politically, clearly, you know, in terms of conflict resolution, there are methods of resolving that. We don't purport here to say the law is the only means, but the law is an important means. And we are, you know, in a world where we see less and less interest in multilateralism and so on, we want to emphasize that there are these institutions. You, as a young lawyer, need to know these institutions, understand them, work them, and then ultimately use them. So that would be, for us, what we try to achieve. Students leaving here should be able to think about exactly, concretely, how they can use the UN system and regional human rights systems to further the interests of their clients, which are the victims of human rights violations.
I guess the students who come here, they're from a different generation from myself, certainly, but 70 years since the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was signed, what do they make of it? Is it still fit for purpose?
I think, you know, fortunately, in a way, we've moved on from the Universal Declaration, and that's a point that comes across very... You'd actually find very few students ever referring to the Universal Declaration in the arguments. Why? Because the Universal Declaration, which was, as you mentioned, a declaration signed by the states, have subsequently been concretized in all these treaties. Now, treaties give a much more binding and serious, you know, commitment, or requires a serious commitment from states, and those serious commitments have been much more under the focus of the students. So the Universal Declaration's values have been, if you like, absorbed into so many other treaties, and those treaties have become, fortunately, much more effective instruments, potentially at least. And we've seen the students really focusing. I mean, the judges in the final rounds have all remarked about how surprised they were that the students had such ready, intuitive kind of understanding and made such a good use of such a wide array of treaties, human rights treaties.
Now, this event is linked to Nelson Mandela, and indeed it's his centenary, and we've been celebrating it this week at the United Nations. What does that bring to this event, the fact that his name is linked to this event? What does it mean?
Yeah, I suppose for us who organized it and started it as South Africans, it was almost just an inevitability that once we started this world human rights competition as an idea, that it just coalesced, that Nelson Mandela's name had to be associated with it. But I think what he represents for us, I mean, he represents so many things to so many people, but among others, you know, his commitment to human rights. So here we are, people from all the five different UN regions, and we are gathered in a way to... forget about our differences and look at what binds us to a common value, and that value is human rights, human dignity. And really, that's the symbol that Nelson Mandela is. He kind of transcends all these differences. I mean, in South Africa, he transcended the differences. In the world, he transcends these differences, and he stands for this value, this set of values. And I think that's our link to him.
So yeah. He is going to, in fact, he continues to bring the students in, he continues to inspire them, even though we are facing massive threats to multilateralism. It's something that he certainly saw coming a long time ago.
That's a very good way of putting it. And that's, you know, his legacy. Isn't that exactly that? His name really brings us together. The competition is in his name. And he stood for multilateralism certainly as well. I think during the times of struggle, he was very and acutely aware how to mobilize the international community to ensure that apartheid was obliterated eventually. And, you know, subsequently, as a South African, the first South African democratic president, his human rights infused foreign policy was also one of the hallmarks of his time in government. So I think he stood for multilateralism more than any leader, at least in recent South African and African history. And that is his enduring legacy, that he, as exactly you said, he brings together the symbol of another symbol of a kind of a continuation of multilateralism as a solution to our current problems.
I wish we had something a bit more concrete, though, than just this wonderful moot that has been happening all this week in Geneva. You know, you must be trying to think, how can we practically apply this, given the pressure on the ICC, given the pressure on even the United Nations Human Rights Council? You know, we kind of want someone like Nelson Mandela to come and tell us what we can do. So what's your idea?
Yeah, that's clearly, you know, I mean... Yeah, I suppose what I would say is clearly you are right, but at the same time, some things don't happen immediately. Human rights education, our investment as human rights educators, which we really are, is a slightly longer term one. You know, we hope to at least ensure that there are generations and generations of young committed human rights activists so that they're not inspired only here intellectually, but it's they leave here with a deeper commitment. They think themselves in the legion of Mandela and his human rights advocates. And, you know, they will know how to apply that in their concrete situations. And at least we want to just lit a bit of that spark here. And I hope that's a contribution to those grave concerns and addressing them eventually that you talk about.